another day of gains on Wall Street.
Yeah, January last year wasn't so great, but it's a little bit fickle this year, but actually much better. If we look here, this is when you're talking about the third year of a presidential cycle, the average rate of return was 3.9%. So I'd certainly take that after this start last year, and this year, again, doing better. Good news is not many analysts are calling for a recession this year, yet a number of analysts are cutting their estimates, especially as we look at the earnings parade and the volatility for 2019, although the government shutdown could also hurt these IPOs that we expect to get a lot of in 2019. But if the SEC isn't working, then that could be a problem.
And so, Dave, what are you looking at in terms of stocks today?
Well, you know, last week we had the bad Apple earnings. This week we got the iPhone XR, and apparently it's offering very fat trade-ins when they're talking about what they're trying to do with their new phone device. So we'll see if that cuts the earnings as well, and we'll see if that impacts the market. Other industries, looks like the coal industry and plants are closing down faster as alternative energy like wind and solar and other cleaner and cheaper options are being taken care of. It was also nice today to see in the Wall Street Journal we're seeing cancer down, so that could probably be a boost for the healthcare front. Also, the hedge fund manager who wants to take over the fate of Sears is going to decide on January 14th.